Well, as you heard, the Chi Sigma chapter of Sigma Gamma Rho sorority is preparing for their annual youth symposium coming up on March 8th. And we want to get the word out to anyone out there who knows a young person between the ages of 8 and 18 who might benefit from this activity. And we're going to hear all about it from sorority members Tanya Hennigan, who's head of the Youth Symposium Committee, and Tanisha Sanchez, who's chapter Basilius, chapter president of the Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. We will get into that conversation, but we want to talk about also an opportunity for young people to join the next generation of journalists here in the United States. The New England High School Journalism Collaborative is helping train the next generation of journalists at an all-expense-paid summer workshop for students June 21st through 28th. These students are going to work out of a newsroom at Simmons University in Boston and learn to report, write, edit for a newspaper, and produce multimedia projects for the web. They're going to be assigned stories, they're going to do interviews, and they're going to be exposed to working on a deadline to create their own newspaper. The program is intended for students who are from traditionally underserved populations, and some preference is going to be given to current high school juniors and seniors. The deadline to apply is Friday, April 4th, so head for the New England High School Journalism Collaborative website and hit the tab for summer workshop. You can get that website at nehsjc.org. All right. And now from journalism training to youth leadership development with our guests, Tanya and Tanisha from Sigma Gamma Rho sorority. Guys, thanks for being on the program and for taking the lead in developing and continuing and sustaining this youth symposium. Tanisha, as the chapter president, please give us a little bit of background on the organization you're representing.
Oh, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having us on. We really do appreciate this opportunity to share. So, yes, I am Tanisha Sanchez, and I am the current president of the Iota Chi Sigma chapter of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated. For those people, we just want to give a little bit of background. So Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority, Incorporated, we were founded November 12th, 1922, at Butler University in Indianapolis, Indiana. Since the inception of our organization, we have built and sustained a respected relationship for leading positive change with uplifting our community, making sure that we do sisterhood leadership and service. We have more than 100,000 members with more than 500 chapters in the United States, Bahamas, Bermuda, Canada, Ghana, Germany, Japan, South Korea, U.S. Virgin Islands, and even in the UAE. We also have affiliate programs with our Rower Club for teenage girls and our Philo affiliates for young women who are friends of the sorority who may not have a collegiate degree. Our commitment to service is expressed in our slogan, Greater Service, Greater Progress. And we do have a proud history of providing positive, proactive community outreach nationally as well as internationally. We like to partner and do sponsorships that promote greater good in education, service, as well as leadership development. And then, you know, just talking about the leadership annual youth symposium, we'll be talking about that a little bit later.
So, Tanya, I'm wondering if you're part of a Sigma Gamma Rho legacy or if you're first generation to the sorority.
So I am first generation and proud to be.
And what made you decide to pledge and be part of this group specifically?
Absolutely. So Basilis did share with you that there were other programs that include the Rowers, which are a younger group. And I was actually introduced through my daughter, who was a participant of the Rowers group, within our chapter of Iota Chi Sigma for the sorority. And because of what I saw in terms of what they had to offer, the sisterhood, the community service, amongst other things, that's what actually drew me into the sorority.
How about for you, Tanisha?
So So for me as well, I went to college, you know, not knowing a lot about sororities and fraternities. I am proud to say I also am first generation. And I just, the values that align with me, with Sigma Gamma Rho, so all of our national programs that we do, the fact that, you know, we were founded by educators. We have a swimming program, Swim 1922, which is really big for me because a lot of people in our community do not know how to swim. So that's something that was very important to me. And as well, you know, we do Operation Big Book Bag, which is for schools and supplies. We also have women's wellness. So all of those aligned with my own values. So it was a perfect fit for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tonisha, had you been part of the youth symposium in prior years?
As far as prior to becoming in the sorority, no.
No, prior to this youth symposium has been every year. Were you also working on it last year or the year before?
Oh, absolutely. So prior to me becoming the president of the organization, I was the rower coordinator, which is for the young ladies. So that was something that we made sure that our young ladies participated. They did the introduction. They did the program. So making sure that all of our young ladies were part of this program. So, yes, I've loved to participate in it because, again, I do like to kind of guide and lead the young people and to give them, you know, some leadership opportunities and give them more activities.
Great. Tanya, how about you as head of the Youth Symposium Committee this year? Did you bring prior experience working on previous events?
Absolutely. So I have always worked on STEM events with the youth, and that was part of my draw to Sigma Gamma Rho Incorporated, was the fact that they did have the Youth Symposium and that they promoted this every year. It is a global initiative for our chapter, mm-hmm. as well as our sorority. It is something that happens across all of our chapters. Mm-hmm. It's the second Saturday of every March. And so there are other chapters in addition to ours that do put on the annual Youth Symposium. And so I'm really excited to really share more about what we do and what we're going to do within the Youth Symposium.
Great. Well, lay it out for us, Tanya. What are people to expect if they attend? The 8 to 18 is a pretty broad range of influential young people. Tell us a little bit about how this is all going to roll out.
Absolutely. So in the past, we've done symposiums that focused on various issues of topics for the youth. We focused on mental health. We focused on financial fitness. We have focused on social awareness. And this year, we're focused on AI. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the world of AI, a lot that young people are and are not aware of. And so the focus of this year will be to really share with them a little bit more about what it means, how it can be applicable to school, how not to use it, how to use it, and also in a broader perspective, how AI can be used in terms of, you know, when they're thinking about career paths. You know, that is going to be an area that's going to be very big as youth traverse into higher education. Again, our focus is on, we have had many other youth symposiums where we partnered with our local elementary, junior, and high schools because of the age group. This year, we will be hosted by King Robinson Magnet School on March 8th from 10 to 2. As a part of our Iota Chi Sigma chapter. Some of our other sister chapters, as I shared with you, this is a global initiative across our entire sorority. So some of our other sister chapters in Connecticut will also be hosting a youth symposium. So for those who cannot make ours in the New Haven area, please consider going to our Theta Alpha Sigma chapter in Hartford They're also doing their event on March 8th from 12 to 3 p.m. at the South End Boys and Girls Club in Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Our other sister chapter, which is in Waterbury, Lambda Zeta Sigma, will be hosting theirs on March 15th from 10 to 2 p.m. at the Waterbury Boys and Girls Club. So we really look forward to engaging our youth, whether they come to our event in New Haven or Hartford or Waterbury. We just want to make sure that our youth is aware that we are here and that this is being put on. If they have any questions, just feel free to reach out. We are opening, making sure that our registration is open and ready. We do want to make sure that you register as soon as possible because this is a big event and there has been a number of interests. So we just want to encourage quick registration as well.
Yeah, and we'll get to that registration information in a couple of minutes before we wrap up. But I guess thanks to the juxtaposition of scheduling and the fact that Waterbury, in my hometown's event, is happening a week later, that young people who really get jazzed either up in Hartford or with you guys on March 8th might want to just double dip, huh?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
The more the merrier.
Great. Yeah. Well, briefly, before we give folks the contact and registration information, what are a couple of the other specific things that you're planning for your event in Greater New Haven that young people can look forward to? Tanisha, what do you think is the ideal outcome for a young person who's considering coming?
Oh, I think that the ideal outcome is they just get a lot of information. So as Thor Hennigan has just stated, we're going to be doing a lot on AI. We like to do workshops. We like to show them how technology is not bad. I know that, you know, the youth usually are more comfortable with the technology, so they're able to use it, but we can show them how to use it, you know, in schooling and looking for careers and looking for, you know, searching for schools that they want to go to, et cetera, and also just giving more more notoriety to the sorority as a whole, how, you know, our programs and what we do. So just educating them on what we do and letting them know that we are there for all types of concerns that, you know, negatively impact our youth. So we're there to talk about and help them with, you know, self-esteem issues, human trafficking, teen pregnancy. All of those things are incorporated. Even though we have a theme, we talk about all those things and how we can, you know, help people and how we are there to support and make sure that they're there for the community. Like the program benefits, they're going to get, you know, improved educational outcomes, improved behavioral outcomes. And then it's just a highly anticipated event that is supported by local communities. So that's our goal, is just to be relevant in the lives of our youth.
All right. Well, let's close it out by telling people how to get registered. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. And so if you're interested in registering for our youth symposium on March 8th from 10 to 2 p.m. There's a number of ways you can contact us through our Instagram page at @iotachi_sigma, or you can go to our website at sgrowhaven.com, or you can reach us on Facebook at Iota Chi Sigma Chapter.
Very good. Tanya Hennington is head of the Youth Symposium Committee for the Chi Sigma Chapter of Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority Incorporated, and Tanisha Sanchez is the chapter president. We want to thank them both this morning and hope folks will get involved and come out to the annual Youth Symposium they are hosting on March 8th, or through their sister sorority up in Hartford on March 8th, or their sister sorority in Waterbury on March 15th. Thank you guys and best of luck with the event.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.